This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. So glad to have you listening today. The future management of the Milwaukee County Transit System is still in flux. The for-profit, Dallas-based MV Transportation emerged as the leading bidder in the process. If the contract is approved, MV would take over from the nonprofit Milwaukee Transport Services, which has operated the system for years. But that remains an if. Legal appeals have been filed over the bidding process, which remains in limbo for the time being. Eventually, the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors will take up the contract with whichever company is tentatively selected. Marina Dmitrievich is the chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors, and she's with us in the studio to offer her perspective on the situation. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Regardless of who the emerging bidder was in the transit contract with the county, as the Board of Supervisors, you would be considering that contract. So what are the kinds of issues you would want MV Transportation or any company under consideration that comes before you to address?
Well, in Milwaukee County, we serve nearly 44 million rides every year. That's a lot of people that we're moving around to work, grocery stores, doctor's appointments. So the county board, being the group of people closest to the people, want to make sure that we're getting the best service possible. Things we're going to be asking in this process are about fares, route service. And I think what's really important here is a larger vision for transit. How are we going to grow our system, especially to the ever-important job centers?
Well, and this comes as this is sort of an interesting question, because obviously there's the company that operates the transit system, but the transit system is an arm of the county. So how much oversight do you see county government and you as the County Board of Supervisors having over transit vis-a-vis the company that's actually doing the operating of the buses and the setting of the fares and routes, et cetera?
Well, I think it's really important for people to understand one fundamental thing here. It's already a public-private partnership. Again, the county owns the buses and the fleet. It's a public asset, but we work with someone to privately manage it. And so, yes, we have to have expectations of that management, that they're providing the best customer service possible, that the riders feel safe and secure, and again, that we're making those important connections throughout Milwaukee County. This is why we have to ask those important questions about who's going to be managing this for the future, especially in the relationship as we have a contract for paratransit for those disabled riders.
We had the head of MV Transportation on this show recently, and one of the things he talked about was efficiencies within the system and doing things like allocating buses and resources the right way. Let me ask you, how much do you think Milwaukee County Transit is capable of doing better without substantially more fiscal support?
Well, I want to stress, too, that the county board is very open-minded. We're going to listen to every vendor that makes himself available. We're going to hear about every plan as we embark along this path to make the best decision possible for the people that we represent. Efficiency is incredibly important. Customer service is incredibly important. So I'm going to look at the details to see exactly where some of those savings are going to be made. But what I'm looking for is an overall vision to go above and beyond, to do things differently, and connect even more people that are connected right now, especially to the job centers.
Right now, whichever company takes that contract comes into a situation where funds are limited at the moment.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you've asked about that. So it's a challenge no matter who's there, our current provider, or maybe somebody new in the future. And I think that's another thing, the role that provider, that manager will play in advocacy and being an advocate for the appropriate amount of funding from the state and the federal government, because it's declining. And really, I believe it should be going the opposite way. I'd like to actually see more routes and even cheaper fares.
So what do you think the most important issues that you think need to be addressed are in terms of transit in the immediate future?
Well, again, we have a huge funding gap. The need keeps growing. And I think what most concerns me about our current transit system and funding source is that there's no dedicated funding source. The funds are drying up from the state and federal government. And we're left here in Milwaukee County to decide how we're going to connect people. And specifically, there are disconnections to the job centers. I wish we were doing more regionally as well, especially in Waukesha County.
What can you tell us about the timeline for when this whole process actually will reach the County Board of Supervisors?
Well, there have been some legal filings that have gone on with appeals, and so that's actually prevented this from coming before the county board this cycle, and most likely won't happen the next cycle. So I don't see it happening in September or October because of that legal situation. Once that has worked itself out, that's separate than the county board, then the county board will take it up probably prior to the end of this year, have a full deliberation, ask many questions, and the most important part is the role that the public will play. We will invite people in the public to come to hearings and voice their concerns.
Let's move on to another topic that has surfaced in recent days. You've proposed, I think it's $1.1 million to help implement the terms of the Affordable Care Act locally. Tell me why that's a priority for you and what the $1.1 million would buy.
It's a priority for me because healthcare access is a priority for people in our community. We are about to see the biggest change in healthcare that this country has seen in a very, very long time. Remember, Governor Scott Walker rejected the Medicaid expansion. Because of that, Wisconsin is one of the states receiving the fewest amount of resources nationally to get people enrolled. 1 million people live in Milwaukee County. Nearly 140,000 people are going to need access to enrolling and have questions. Milwaukee County needs to provide support to make sure those people are getting the information they need. If people are not enrolled, they're going to end up in very costly emergency situations, and it will cost us all more money. So I think this is an important commitment so we can connect our constituents to this important healthcare change.
Well, can you break down the amount that you're proposing and exactly what it would do?
Well, first of all, we have a $6 million surplus in 2013. This would be a little bit over $1 million of the surplus to go toward the enrollment, which begins in a couple weeks, October 1st. And so there is high unmet need throughout Milwaukee County, the experts will tell you. And this funding will go to communication, outreach. It'll actually fund people doing the enrollment, which produces great returns. And then what I'm really excited about, a large amount of the money is going to 211 Impact, because people in our community are going to be forced to have to call the national hotline, which is going to be completely bogged down. We're going to have in Milwaukee County our own local hotline at 211 so people can get answers to their questions.
The county executive and some other critics have expressed concerns about redundancy. What are the guarantees or the assurances that you have that some of this money isn't already being spent doing the same thing?
Well, one of the reasons is the very group of people, the Enrollment Network, came and testified and said that they do not have enough resources, even with the county executive's plan, to meet the unmet need. And even probably what we're doing probably still won't be enough. I mean, again, there's nearly 140,000 people that need to work their way through this complicated system. What I will say is the county executive and I completely agree that the county does have a role in the implementation of the Affordable Health Care Act, and we should be using county resources. So we agree on that.
There's also been some concern that that this could be a problem if the full $6 million surplus does not materialize to that level. Is this a concern of yours? And what would happen if there isn't necessarily that large a surplus?
Well, those are the numbers we're being given right now. We have to make a decision pretty soon. You know, that's something that we have to manage. That obviously the county executive and his administration manage that day to day. They manage the operations. But with the information that I'm being given, we're in the last quarter of the year. It looks like we're going to have a fairly large surplus. That's great news. And that's why we're using really, quite frankly, a fraction of it, $1 million, a little bit over it, to connect people with healthcare access. This is a high priority for people. And again, it's a revolutionary change in our country. And we need to have the resources to get people the information they need.
County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Marina Dmitrievich is the chairwoman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. She talked with us about implementing the Affordable Care Act and about the contract to operate the Milwaukee County transit system. We'll speak with other people and groups with an interest in the transit contract in the coming days. At WUWM.com/lakeeffect, you can find a link to our interview last week with Carter Pate. He's the CEO of MV Transportation, which was named as the bidder selected to get the transit contract, though legal appeals have been filed in the case.